Corey Trepanier paints the Canadian Arctic. And to do that, he travels to some wild places.
My brother and I, when we traveled there for a month, were the only two official visitors in the park that year.
His paintings are going to be on display at the Denos Museum Center in Traverse City. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. When Canadian Corey Trepanier graduated college, he jumped right into the world of commercial art. He did airbrush painting for ad agencies and magazines, a lot of work inside, in a studio. He did that for about 10 years. Then when he was 33, he took a trip to Lake Superior to paint the natural landscape.
That was a real sort of turning point for me. And all the way back, all I could recall with my wife in the vehicle was talking about, how am I going to spend more time painting my own work, these landscapes that, you know, that are connecting with me?
A few years later, Corey made that happen. He decided to start a painting project called Into the Arctic.
I found a fantastic vantage point here. It's actually a little closer to the edge than I planned, though, because I wanted to get the water in here and the frothing, and I couldn't see it from just 3 feet over.
That's a clip from a film documenting Corey's journey to the Arctic. Here, he's standing on the edge of a cliff. He's overlooking the nearly 200-foot drop of Wilberforce Falls, north of the Arctic Circle.
I'd hate the wind to pick up, blow my easel right off the edge, and naturally I'd hate for myself to be blown off the edge too. I should keep it in place.
Corey takes out his oil paints and begins to paint. The sun is setting and casts shadows on the rocks surrounding the waterfall. Mist rises from the bottom of the cliff, and mosquitoes are horrible.
Bugs are horrible. My bug dope is wearing off really bad.
The mosquitoes cover his canvas and his paint palette.
Just swallowed one.
But for a view of the Canadian Arctic like this, Corey says it's just a small price to pay.
I consider it to be a huge privilege to be in a position to experience these places.
Corey typically spends a few days in a location, taking photos and painting on a small canvas. Then it's on to the next spot. He and his small team travel by boats, planes, even snowmobiles, wherever they can. But once they get to a certain area, much of their journey has to be done on foot with large packs.
How's the pack feeling?
Pack's feeling very, very heavy.
Not only are their packs loaded with camping gear, but also all their painting, filming, and photography gear as well. If things go well, Corey starts an oil painting every 2 to 3 days. When he's back home in his studio, he finishes his paintings using reference photos he took. But sometimes he does more than that.
You know, this 16-inch canvas that I have that I brought with me in the field is not, it's not big enough to convey sort of the landscape and the scene that I had. And I might use those as source material to do a very large painting.
One of those paintings is called Great Glacier, and it's the centerpiece of his exhibit Into the Arctic. It's a painting of a large glacier sandwiched between mountain peaks. The painting is 15 feet wide and over 5 feet tall. It took Corey about 7 years to complete. People standing next to it look small. And that's how Corey felt when he was standing in front of the glacier.
More and more, I guess, in the last number of years, it's felt like a responsibility to take that experience and share it with others. And to me, that's the beginning of any kind of sort of conservation or proper looking after something, is that people need to be motivated on the inside to care for it. And if you care for it, you'll take care of it.
Corey Trepanier's collection, Into the Arctic, will be on display at the Denos Museum Center in Traverse City. The exhibit opens Sunday. Also on Sunday, the State Theater will be showing Into the Arctic 2, one of the films Corey made during his painting expeditions. For more information, go to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.